Good evening.
Hi, James. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm tolerable.
Well, I was following up. You probably got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment. And yep. I didn't know if something's going on with the card that we have on file.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I had to get a new one. And then I got to get a truck now. So I'm kind of, I'm on balls of my ass right now. That means I ain't got no padding back there, money. So,
okay.
Yeah. Just going to have to wait a couple of days. I got promised money coming in the mail, FedEx. So I ain't seen FedEx yet. So,
I see.
A few grand. So, and
okay.
I'm tight right now. So three or four people owe me that. So,
oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's a lot going on at once, huh?
Oh, you should have been here for the last 2 years when I went through a divorce. This is nothing.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? That's what I love about business owners. You guys are so strong and you're so resilient and you're such great multitaskers, you know? So, one thing I want to let you know is that, if it comes down to it, I wouldn't recommend this now because, it sounds like you only need a couple of days. But if it ever got to the point where the $199 was a stretch, there is a way to cancel the program and have you just keep the website. And that's just $49 a month for the hosting of the site. So, you know, I obviously look at that as a last resort because, you know, a website in and of itself won't bring anyone a new client, right? But if you ever had to, you know, go to that option, you definitely could.
My thought is, too, with this Local Splash thing, I've got one customer out of the whole deal.
So your account is still pretty fresh with us. You're about 9 weeks in, and first page placement on Google takes 45 to 60 days. So you're just beginning to rank on the first page now. And I always tell people because of the extensive programming involved in getting a business ranked, it's always the second and the third month that you see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you. And I tell you that because now that you're going into the third month, it's right on the cusp of doing some really solid things for your business.
Is that typical or average? Or I mean, what are your statistics on that?
Yes. Well, industry standard takes 90 days for a business to rank. We're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in only 45 to 60 days. But if you consider that your account went into suspension at the 60-day mark is right when you started coming to the full potential, that's when everything kind of went on pause, right? So that's the beauty of this is, you know, once, you know, this invoice is taken care of, then, you know, the technicians go in and they catch you up on all of the updates that were missed while the account was in suspension. And that's when you start seeing some solid results.
Okay, I've never had good luck with any of this Splash or Dash or whatever her name was. It just doesn't seem to work. I don't know. I'm just making up stuff now. I figured I've lost about $40,000 in the last 5 years on internet stuff.
Oh, no. Well, you know what? Now that this is kicking in, you don't really have to spend $40,000 on anything because, you know, we're only charging you about, what, $6 and some change a day to keep this going. And this covers the first page placement on Google, the first page placement on Bing, some of the popular directories, your website, and the mobile optimization. You know, making sure that you're coming up from the smartphones, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices.
Right. I don't know. I just hadn't been good luck with the internet. It's more word of mouth. That's why I was so reluctant to get on it because it can promise me the world, but you know, that you gotta show me the cake or I ain't gonna eat it, you know?
I agree.
I just think,
yep. So
it's just, and then money. Everybody I talk to wants money. I don't care what the phone rings. I want money.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. I want the phone to ring for people that want to give me money.
There's
plenty of money out there. Every house you go by has got money in it. You just got to give it to you.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, so,
you have to be able to capture it.
Yeah. So, and when I'm putting out more than I'm receiving, it's like, okay, is the juice worth the squeeze? Maybe I need to get another lemon. So I can squeeze that one. So, but yeah, Yelp got me $4,000. I mean, it just has been goes on and on. Websites have been built. So I got another business too.
Oh, you do? So, wow.
Yeah. So I'll do heating and air. Professional home repair, just fill in the gaps in between.
Wow. Okay.
Very seasonal.
So, okay.
Heating and air is where the money's at. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I bet for sure. So.
Yeah. So, but there's nothing I can't do with the house from foundation to roof. Which, you know, so I just, I don't know. Even the guy that started my climate control masters, he did all right for a little while, but hell, he wants $300 a month. And, well, can you spruce it up some? Well, you won't be able to tell it, but I've done some things. Well, really?
Like, yeah.
I painted your house, but you ain't be able to tell I painted it.
Yeah, okay. That doesn't make sense. That sounds like a cop out or something, you know. He should be able to say, look, I did some updates and I changed this from this to that. And I did a revision here and this is how it looks different. You know, he shouldn't be able to say, oh, I did a bunch of stuff, but you can't tell.
Well, I mean, that was the exact words and I was still sending money. I cut him off and then he didn't want to give me the work password to my domain and all this. So we went small claims court. I got it. But
oh, my gosh. You've been through the ringer.
I went from being a one hell of a service technician, sales tech, to owning a company, and I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Yeah.
It's been a learning curve. And then you find somebody that really wants to work, shit. They want to get the job, and they want to be there during the week, but that's shit you got to do to get the paycheck in between, like work. They don't want to do none of that.
Yeah.
No. There's nobody's got the drive the owner does. I can tell you this now. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
Work that extra 2 hours and we ain't got to come back tomorrow. Oh, hell no, it's time to get off work. No, it's not. People say, it's time to leave. So, anyway, I don't know. Just, it's the younger crowd, I guess. I don't know. They just, my old man would have kicked my ass from one end of the house to the other, and I still would have went to work. I went to work with my ass bone broke before. He kicked me with steel toe boot that morning, and I went and worked all day.
Wow.
I didn't say a thing about it, but he got kicked again.
Wow.
Well, nowadays, I'm like, I got a beating. You ain't got shit, son. You don't know what a beating is.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. I actually, I talk to business owners all the time, and they tell me that it's so hard to find people with a strong work ethic these days. Everybody feels so entitled, you know, and showing up for work. And yeah, I hear that all the time.
Well, if you got a technician that you give him 5 calls, and he gets through with them. And he's like, I'm going home. No, you don't. What I want to hear is what's next.
Yeah.
Every time I get done with that, what's next? What's next?
Exactly.
What's next? And then you go around whining about a raise. All that stuff you took off your truck and throw it in the dumpster. Go get it out of there. Put it back on your truck so we can use it for parts. There's part of your raise. And the other part is what's next?
Yeah, exactly.
You got to work for it.
That's right.
Oh, man, you just don't know. I can tell you some stories growing up that made grown men cry. The man that raised me died in the penitentiary for what he did to me.
Oh, he did? Wow.
10 years. 10 years. He died today. His health, his horse died of natural causes, not before he was supposed to get out. Because guess what? The prisoners run that place, and they ain't going to let you get out and do no. You hurt old people, women, or kids, and you do not live a happy life in there. And you ain't getting out to tell what they did and do it to nobody else.
Wow. Well, you know what? I'm very proud of, you know, where you are now as a business owner of 2 successful businesses, you know, considering, you know, you sounds like you had a very hard childhood.
And I give people the world. The nicer I am, the more they shit crap on me.
Yep.
They will. The more they crap on me. I told them, I said, okay, guys, I know y'all can't do a 4-ton duct system in a day, but if you do this one Saturday, I'll give you a week's worth of pay. Hell, they were done by 2 o'clock. So I know they can do it.
Oh, of course. Of course. Yeah.
Are they going to? No, they're not. So,
yeah.
I bought
it's
all
a
the tools.
It's a different generation, though. You know, I know that I'm of the same generation where I was raised with, you know, you have to start from the bottom and work your way up, and you have to have a strong work ethic. But nowadays, everybody's talking about, you know, oh, I deserve this and I deserve that, and everyone wants to walk into a company and get top dollar, but nobody wants to work for it. You know, it's crazy.
Deserve. Clint Eastwood said it in a movie. Deserve's got nothing to do with it, kid. Deserve's got nothing to do with it.
I agree.
Whether you, Whether you earned it or not, you don't still don't deserve it. You still don't deserve it. You
exactly.
Still don't. You ain't earned it. You didn't. How bad did you want it? Somebody still handed that shit to you. And
right.
They just don't even got no conscience at all. Oh,
yep.
Well. Oh, lady, I just, you just, man, I keep calling you lady. I should call you lady, but.
Oh,
just,
no, I don't mind.
People just don't understand. I mean,
yeah.
I've had more concussions and broke bones by the man that raised me than I have in any other part of my life.
Wow. I'm sorry
so,
to hear that.
What, a grown man walk up to me, I don't give a damn if he's big as a mountain. I'm going to kick his ass.
You know
how you learn how to whoop somebody's ass? You take a few ass whoopings.
He must have been a good liar, too, because with broken bones and concussions, if you ever had to go get it treated, he must have had this excuse after another, you know?
I went to the doctor one time because I cut my leg really badly.
Only once? Wow.
Yeah. I never went to the
so he was
medical.
Abusive and neglectful. He was neglectful.
Because
was,
you know why he did that? He kept us so afraid and beat up. He was screwing my sisters. He got one of them pregnant and aborted her with a clothes hanger.
Oh no! So they have even this. Oh my gosh! Your poor sisters. I'm sorry to hear that.
And they say, "Oh, your sister does drugs and drinks. Hell, let her do it. What
yeah.
she do? Hell, I'll buy her another one."
Yeah. Yeah. Poor thing.
So, you know, she never had kids. One of them does. My baby sister did, but she's not right all the way. You know how it is.
Yeah.
But you go to judging people, you don't know what they've been through. You walked that trail, have you? If you put your shoes on for a week or a weekday, you sure haven't. So, you got standing on the corner of this homeless, what put him there?
Yep.
You don't know, so shut your mouth and move on.
Funny, because I always say that too. When somebody's critical of someone else or judgmental, I always say that. I always say, "Hey, unless I've walked in their shoes, I can't say anything about it." You know, because I haven't been there. I don't know what they're going through. You know, so that's funny that you have that same mindset. So,
well, let me tell you one more story.
Yeah.
13 years ago, August 3rd, gone. I lost my youngest boy, who's 2 months being 19 years old.
What?
So you don't even notice. You don't even notice stuff I've been through, lady. You don't know half of it.
Oh my gosh.
You try losing a kid, you lose your sanity. Yeah.
I believe
you lost
it.
A kid, you never know. I thought I knew a lady worked with us. She says, "What's wrong with Pam Day? She's in a funk. Her daughter's birthday. But she got killed on a motorcycle at 21. I understand. No, I didn't. You don't understand nothing until you walk through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he woke up. Yeah, doctor killed him. They had four different doctors working on him. They give him different medicines, and they killed him.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Oh, that breaks my heart because I have four kids, and I've always thought that that has to be the worst pain imaginable to ever lose one of them. And the pastor of our church went through that several years ago where his son got into a freak accident on the freeway and ended up dying, and it's just terrible, you know, and just feeling for him and what he went through. So I'm so sorry to hear that.
Sweetheart, I've never missed a moment that you got with your kids. Please don't do
that. Believe me, I don't.
Last thing I ever said to my kids was they're in the cooler, son. They're in the cooler. He could grow a full beard in 3 days. He's a grown man. He was 6'7", weighed 240 pounds. He wanted a beer.
Wow.
I bought him a beer. That's the last thing I ever said to him. I thought that was going to be the last thing. I said something a little different.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's true. You don't think about it. Exactly. Yep.
If I know Bubba's going to die there on that riverside, I thought something better to say to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
please don't judge. Please don't judge. I don't care. And, you know, I'm always for the underdog. The one that wears the bell bottoms.
Yep.
You know, when they're out of style, it's not because he wants to. It's all he's got to wear.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. You have a good heart with all that you've been through. You like to look out for the underdog, and that's great. So
I bought my worker the phone. He is up with a lawnmower. How do you do this? I don't know. I just bought him a phone. Oh, y'all pay you back. He ain't paid me, and I ain't asking for it.
Oh.
If he don't pay me, karma's going to get you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So
that's one thing that I don't like when people don't stand by their word. I've always, you know, no matter what has come across, and I'm far from perfect, but if I tell someone I'm going to be there, or I'm going to pay them for this, or I'm going to do it, even if it kills me, I'm going to do it because I gave them my word, you know, and that's what I don't like is it's not the fact that he hasn't paid you. It's the fact that he told you that he would and he's not, you know, that's horrible.
Well, that's one thing my son, all the teachers were there because he was 2 months out of high school. The coach was there, the vice principal, and all of them, when he got up to talk, they said, look, if Cody looked in your eyes and told you something, you could be etched in stone because it would be, he'd have to be in the hospital or something really bad happened. He was a man of his word.
And that is so honorable. That is
yes, sir,
great.
No, sir, yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. He's big enough to whoop anybody in the school. I mean, he would, but he wouldn't touch a fly unless you pushed him.
Yeah.
And then it was hard to stop him. But he got in trouble one time, and the kid called his girlfriend a bitch. He said, please, just don't do that again. The kid did it again. He grabbed him by his throat and hung him up on the wall. They took four football players of his football team because he was a tackle.
Yeah. Wow.
And you just didn't mess with him, and he said, Daddy, all I seen was red. I said, it's called a blackout, son. You went using a mad blackout. I don't like being like that. That's enough. I know he didn't. I don't either. So, but anyway.
And he did it for the good intention. He was sticking up for
him. He did, but he told that kid, I was watching a movie with the kids one time, and the girl says, she told the kid twice, and she kicked that big fat kid in the stomach, and then we bent over, she just knocked him in his mouth. And her dad came up, and she said, Daddy, I told him twice. He said, okay, sweetheart. He told you twice now. The third time, you don't get no second.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. That's
anyway,
funny.
It's been a pleasure talking to you.
James, one thing I don't want to get back on the subject, but I wanted to let you know when you told me you have another business of Climate Control Masters, I looked it up, and that one, you know, has a five-star rating, 7 positive Google reviews. I want you to work on doing the same thing for your Reliable Home Improvement Services, which is the one that we're managing for you. So I sent you a review generator email, and it will help you with that. It'll already be linked up to the Google page, and it'll say, thank you for using Professional Home Repairs. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple, most people will do it. And that's going to help you get some solid results even quicker. And then if you like, since you're just waiting for some of those payments to come in, I can update the card and then just process it maybe next week, you know, maybe on Monday or Wednesday, something like that.
Well, see, I'd love to do that, but this overnight thing has been 7 days. They supposed to overnight me $10,000 7 days ago, and I still ain't seen it. Well, I got a phone call a while ago that they sent it to their corporate office instead of to me.
Oh.
So now it's got to get sent to me. Yeah, they didn't send it my address. They sent it to their corporate office. Why they did that, I don't know. Because I work for apartment complexes, and the dumbest thing ever. But she wanted my address so she could sit, and then it didn't come to me. And I finally went there and got, I didn't get sideways with them, but I was very stern with them. Like, look, I need my money. It's cash flow. The guys want to get paid, and I want to get paid. I mean, you know, people think business owners are rich. All I do is turn a lot of money on you.
Well, that's a big chunk to be relying on, and then they're messing around and sending it to the wrong address, and, you know, they should be more careful than that, you know. Livelihood depends on it. You have overhead. You have employees that you have to take care of, too, you know.
I don't understand why more people don't do direct deposit.
Exactly. Yep.
They want a handwritten check and this and that. I just direct deposit, man. I mean, I run a small company and I direct deposit my guys pay right in their account.
Exactly.
I gotta get off and go to the bank. No, you don't. It's in the bank.
That's
one less excuse.
Yeah. But you know what? When it's an apartment complex, I hear this all the time from business owners that deal with complexes or corporations or bigger industrial jobs. They always tell me there's red tape involved, there's check payments, there's waiting on the check payments. So, I mean, you're not alone. I hear this all the time, and I think it's just the nature of the type of business that, you know, you're dealing with. I think if it's you know, a smaller, you know, residential, right. You'd be more prone to get it on the spot. And then when it's a corporation or an apartment complex, it takes a little bit longer, you know. But the good thing is they're solid. You know, you'll get the money. It's just
I will. It's 30, net 30. Net 30. Yep. In the apartment complex, everybody pays their money by the 10th or they're late. So usually people pay the rent, and that's when the money can flow out, by the 15th. But I'm waiting on 10 jobs from the storm that came through. They haven't okayed them. They all they got to do is sign a piece of paper and I'm done.
Yeah.
You're talking about $70,000 and I'm just waiting on some signatures. But FEMA don't get in no hurry. Oh, Lord, they don't get in no hurry. And insurance companies don't either. Because they got so many of them.
Yeah.
They got so many. I get it.
Yeah.
You know,
insurance companies, they're changing these days too. You know, they're making it a lot harder for people. So.
Well, there's too much. There's too much fraud because of the internet.
Oh, is that what it is? I didn't know that, because I know that there's such like stringent rules right now with insurance companies, and a lot of people in the industry are saying they're going to get out of it. Oh,
well,
because
you can take a picture and modify it, and here's the pictures. Okay, well, a receipt. You can make your own receipts. You can make your own. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's all they're asking for. And then you find out that they just took you for 80 grand. It's like, okay, where's the guy with got a 50 cent bullet here for his skull, you know?
Oh, wow. That's a lot. Wow.
I went to spend a weekend in jail when I was doing to my divorce. Supposedly I tried, so said I was going to kill her, which she won't kill her, dog. She'd been dead, but. I learned more about how to be a criminal that weekend I've been in jail than I have in my whole life. And there's a lot of
really,
I could be a good thief right now and get away with it for a while. But when you get caught up with it, because most people in there for stealing and drugs. 90% of them are stealing and drugs.
Interesting. Yeah. And the way our world's been going, they're like letting. We're in California. They're letting people steal. And not being able to do much about it. They say, if they do a smash and grab and they take under $995, it's considered that it's okay. They can't really prosecute them. So they're just letting them go. I'm like, that's crazy.
Petty theft. They call it petty theft.
Yeah, but I'm like, and they know too, the criminals, they know, we have to stay under this number. So they're taking just that amount just so that they can continue to do it. And it's becoming like an epidemic, you know?
It is.
So,
well, it's crazy. You haven't escaped California yet. Maybe one day you will.
You know, I love this state too much to escape. And we have the craziest governor that I've ever like seen in my whole life. But I'm in a county that's very conservative, and that kind of makes me feel good. There's still some good people here that are trying to hold the ground. But I do love the state too much. I'm like, I don't know if I ever could leave. I mean, but it's going in that direction.
You know what started all the route grabbing? It's the drugs. And what started the drugs was Big Pharma. Oxycodone, Oxycontin. And you know, they didn't put a lockdown on it until they started killing their own grandkids and kids started dying from it. Then, we can't have this.
Yeah.
They never really put a crackdown on crack cocaine because it was killing the people they didn't care about.
Yeah, I saw a movie about that Oxycontin on Netflix. I forgot the name of it, but it was showing how the makers of the drug, they were just trying to make a whole bunch of money, and they knew at some point that it was killing people and causing problems, but they didn't care. They kept still pushing it that, if you get a doctor to sign up for it, you're going to get a bonus. And then they would give the doctors bonuses for prescribing a certain amount of them.
And, you know,
The
only ones that were allowed to buy stock in that were the people that were involved in it.
Really?
Outside of buy stock, yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so I'm just a dumb old hillbilly from the mountains, but I'm kind of a little smart about things, too.
It's good to be smart about things. Yeah, that's why I'm scared of all that stuff. Even if I have a surgery or something and they'll prescribe me some type of a narcotic medicine along with, like, Tylenol, I'll just take the Tylenol. I'm like, I'm just going to, even if I suffer for a few days, that's fine, but I don't want to get addicted to any of that stuff.
You know,
and after seeing that movie, you know, you never know. It was innocent the way people got addicted to it. You know, they were just looking for relief for their back pain or their neck pain, and next minute they're addicts. You know, it was terrible. So.
New guy was in the Army, and he had a very addictive personality. His brother and sister did too, which they didn't. They make the Army because they were in heroin and all that. But he broke both legs when he jumped out of the plane one day. So he refused to take the narcotics because he didn't want to become hooked and be a junkie. But
wow.
He OD'd on Tylenol. He OD'd on Tylenol.
How? By taking like a large amount of them?
And drinking alcohol.
Oh, and drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like Cat Williams says, somebody smoke weed, you might think he did, but he ain't dead. Like, wait a few minutes. He'd get up and eat everything in the house. But now, if you eat 15 or 16 aspirins, that's the last headache you'll ever have.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a young kid close to where we live that he died at 16, and it was from mm-hmm. taking too many of those energy drinks. So he went to 7-Eleven in the morning and he had an energy drink. And then, you know, half an hour later, he went and got a Mountain Dew. And then after that, he had a coffee. And then later he had another energy drink. Mm-hmm. And I guess his heart was palpitating so fast that he couldn't. And I'm like, who would think that from energy drinks, you know, but he killed the kid. I'm like, that's crazy. You know,
my surviving son is I had seizures from those things.
Oh wow! So you probably hate that. I don't really drink any of those either. I don't really like the taste of them. But there are some people that swear by them. They say that they're really good.
You know, even Coca-Cola. I worked at a convenience store and I spilled a Coke and I didn't clean it up that night. I didn't have time. Whatever. Came back the next day. It eat the cardboard box. The cardboard box was gone. If it'll do that to a box, I'm not putting it in my stomach.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? I saw something on the internet where someone poured a whole bottle, a 2-liter, in their toilet, and the next morning it was sparkling clean. It, like, cleaned the toilet. I'm like, that's crazy. It, like, took all the grime out. And
mechanics' wives used to take a Coke and pour it in the washing machine with their greasy clothes, and they would come out sparkling clean.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah,
I
you know what?
Sodas.
I don't either. I don't, you know, but I did, like, years ago, I was addicted to Diet Coke. I know that if I was out of it, my husband would have to go to the store and get it ASAP, or I would turn into someone very mean, you know?
Well, that's what they say. Everybody says, I'm not addicted to anything. Somebody's addicted to something on this planet. I don't care if you're the preacher's wife or not. You are addicted.
Yep.
My ex-mother-in-law, she was the biggest pill you'd ever want to meet, which you know what that means. If she didn't have a coffee in the morning, she would just lose her mind. And you don't want to be around her. So, he told her, I don't do nothing. I don't smoke. Cause then, okay, well, you drink coffee, so you're addicted to caffeine.
That's true. Yeah, and I'm guilty of that, I can tell you, because, you know, the other day I had the stomach flu and I couldn't have any coffee in the morning. And by mid-afternoon, I was still queasy and, you know, not in any shape to drink coffee. But this huge migraine came on, like worse than I ever had. And I was thinking, I was thinking that. I thought, man, I got to start cutting back on the coffee, because if this is what it is, just for not having a cup today, you know.
It's you go through withdrawals. It's a chemical. It's just,
Well,
when I
went
to jail for 7 days, I quit drinking coffee because I went through that withdrawal, and I was like, I'm never doing this again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
that's good.
I'm full of useless information. We could go on for hours.
Well, I'll let you go. I just want to let you know, James, that the card that we have, Visa ending in 7352, it looks like it might still be good. It's just that the expiration could have changed. Because the error that I'm getting says CVV error. So I have 5 of 28 for the expiration. What do you have?
I have something different, but I'm not going to give it to you until I know I got money in the bank.
Okay, that's fair enough. So I'll put a note in here that you're waiting on some deposits. If the deposits arrive, you can call me. My name's Tina.
Okay.
I'm at extension 777. And if
I
don't hear from
my phone.
Sounds good. Okay, you got it. And then I'll send you a little notification, too, that has that extension on it. And then if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up next week, okay?
Wonderful, Tina. Enjoy your evening.
I will. You too, James. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Hi, this is All Season Long Landscaping. I'm either with the customer or out in the field. If you will please leave your name and your number, I will be sure to get back in touch with you. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Craig. It's Tina from Local Splash. I was following up regarding your account. It looks like we're having trouble processing this month's payment. So please give me a call when you get the message, 877-635-6225, extension 777. And my name again is Tina. Okay, have a nice day. Bye.